Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
So let's talk about Tesla.
Let's talk about Tesla.
Is it over?
Today there was a report that they are laying off another 10,000 employees. We've talked about layoffs in the past. We've seen the stock, I mean, underperform this year. I think down maybe 27% to 30%. Is it time? Or are we looking at this as an opportunity?
One of the things that helped Meta a lot, and, you know, sorry to everyone who lost their job when they had those round of layoffs, but it helped free up a lot of money off the books. So it is a good sign. You have to begin cutting for sure if business is not going well. So it's a step in the right direction. A couple more changes that need to make. I think Elon needs to become back in the favor of the people and not be seen as erratic. But I think this is a good move. And as a result, the stock could move up. But if we could pull up the chart, maybe we can map out some levels for where they should get in. He's zooming just a little bit towards the tail end. But yeah, so they're currently at 164-ish. We'll talk about fibs next week. I want to do like a little masterclass on fibs. But if you look at that 166.42 area, that is an area potentially to go long. The chart does not look good long term, but if they get to 146.92, I like it a lot. So those are two price points I would be looking to get in if it dropped below those areas. They may have another round of layoffs. They finally have to figure out their pricing for sure. As we talked about before, profit margin needs to get up. In the next 6 months, I will look for either a succession plan or added an executive to Tesla that can take some of the load off of Elon. So either operations or maybe like a product development specialist. If I were him, I would go look to find somebody from Amazon or Google to bring into that fray to make the company a lot better. And then after that, I know they historically have not done a lot of marketing, but there's been some influencer marketing going on, but I think a campaign would be great for them. But I think the first thing they have to focus on is the operations and the margin and bring in another executive in. It's kind of like when LeBron was with Cleveland, the first iteration, shout to Mo Williams, you couldn't get it done with him. Great. So now you have to add some other pieces. When he came back, he had Kyrie, a more robust team, a better coach. I think they may be three or four executives away from being back in that preeminent position that they were in a few years ago. So
yeah, and even looking at this chart, Ian, we're looking at it at 164. It's trading below its 72, it's trading below its 50, and it's trading below its 100 and 200.
Yep.
It's actually, if I'm looking at this correctly, where we got the 200 is at, what's that? It's like $40 below its 200-day moving average, which is pretty alarming for the stock.
Absolutely, for the fanfare that it's had. So as a rule of thumb, if you have not cut your losses on Tesla, cut here. Another gem, write this down. You can add a 400-day moving average, which could serve as a low to boat price. I don't know if it'll go that low, but if it does, that would be a place where I would look to buy. Maybe at InvestFest, if I'm asked to be a presenter, because I don't take for granted being on the stage. I'll go over the future of trading and give a new trading setup so you can pair all of these moving averages together and know where to get in. If you guys want that, please put yes in chat. So I didn't get to do a presentation last year. But if I'm, allowed on stage this year, maybe we can make some magic happen. I ain't mandate that I was on the motherfucking stage. I was there year one, two, and three.
draft lottery.
The mandate play. But yeah, no, I definitely think that that's something that is important as far as going over charts. And I know you guys did the charts for EYL University. That's why I was going to wait to actually mention that, because it was in line with the chart play. But yeah, thanks again for doing that. And everybody that witnessed that, I know there was a lot of value. So make sure you sign up to be a member of EYL University, because that's the kind of value that's provided on a monthly and weekly basis.
Yeah.
So when we talk about Tesla, right, outside of the technical analysis as far as looking at stock charts, the fundamentals and just the public sentiment
matters.
It does matter, right? So, I know the Cybertruck came out, and as you said, it got a lot of free promotion from a lot of influencers and entertainners. And
Kanye and Kim.
Yeah. So that probably is something that's beneficial for them. But I don't know if that's something that can really change the direction. What does Tesla need to do as a company outside of Elon Musk, but as a company, what do they need to do to get back on track to the glory days of when everybody was excited about Tesla stock?
So I'll pose a question for how much Tesla has ran up. Because Kathy had it in her portfolio when she was a darling of the hedge fund industry. We have to ask the question, were they deserving to go up by how much they went up at the time? We can argue right now, no. But what do they need? I think they need a couple of executives. I think he needs three people for sure. That one in automotive space, one in the technology field, and one product designer that's absolutely amazing. Secondly, I think they have to make a line in the sand to say we're either a luxury brand or we're going to be a value brand and have scale. The issue is, though, when you look at China also has an amazing middle class, upper middle class. So this is an arbitrage on economies. He can't operate there how he wants to because BYD has a stranglehold. I don't like the name of some of the products, but the car is amazing and the cars look better. So if you want to be dominant here in the United States, the UK, let's say some parts of India, number three, the cars have to be better. Like the Model X is great. That's okay. But I think they need to revamp this body and style of the car. I think that would bring some excitement. I think he needs to be off of Twitter with some of the political views. And because as a child, I didn't get the don't discuss politics and religion. But let's say if he just lost 3% of his audience being on Twitter talking about politics, they could use that 3% right now for sure. And then employee morale has not been the best or the highest. Great entrepreneur, trouble past, trouble family history. I think the product just needs to be better. But the most important thing is margin. You cannot, like, at a time when inflation, let me ask a question. When inflation is going high, the bond market is under, the value of the dollar is dropping. Do you want to sell a product for less as the value of the dollar is going down, or sell for more to offset cost? For those of you who don't know, you have to sell more to offset the cost. Because if you're trying to be a Toyota or a Chevy Malibu, there's a bunch of low price leaders there that have more experience, that have unions in place, have relationships deep within the government that you won't be able to get. Tesla was an aspirational brand. You can't go from aspirational to then value. You have to pick. I think if they can make these changes, they will be A-OK. And this is the reason why Louis Vuitton keeps their prices high. Balenciaga kept prices high. Hermes kept prices high. You can't then all of a sudden have a Birkin bag for $15,000 and have a flash sale for $2,500. It devalues the market cap of the brand. But I think he would be an amazing chairman. And Steve Jobs went through something similar. And I know people say, well, you said this about Meta. The difference between Meta is I never had an issue with leadership. The leadership overall was fine. I didn't like that they laid off everyone, but it ended up working out in their favor. But that's because I have friends who actually worked at Meta. But in terms of a product, they are still the easiest and number one ad platform in the world to use. Shout out to everybody in the ad industry, whether you, you know, Saatchi & Saatchi, if you're Wieden Kennedy, amazing. But when people think to run ads, they are thinking Instagram or Facebook if you are a small business owner. When you think of electronic vehicle, it is not a mandatory thing that you must have. And you can argue the cars aren't better than a Porsche, they're not better than the Lamborghini, they're not better than Mercedes, they're not better than BMW. Then you have BYD in China. You have some real fucking competition. And you don't have the fanfare of Kathy and Wall Street loving you anymore. Because guess what? Michael Saylor came in with Bitcoin and the store of value inflation play. So now all the great gains that were in Tesla have now went to crypto. This is why I say everyone on earth is your competition.